hard to breathe.
You sick?
I think so.
Why is it hard to breathe?
I don't know. I've been like short of breath today. My bones feel heavy. Just my mind isn't right.
Heavy out bones.
I feel like I weigh 20 pounds more than normal.
I feel like I weigh 20 pounds.
20 pounds more than I normally weigh is how I feel.
Looks like it.
My face, like, just drooping.
Are you
slowing down, sagging?
Mm.
And I woke up with a sore throat. I was sneezing a little bit yesterday. I woke up with a sore throat. I feel, like, fine. Actually, I don't feel fine. My bones feel weird. But I don't know.
Maybe it's because you stayed up so late last night.
I didn't stay up late last night. I actually went to bed probably the earliest in a while.
Oh.
Like 11:30.
Oh, my gosh. It's still late.
Yeah, it is.
I went to bed probably. Hoping that Christian would text me back after I text him. Never text me back.
Christian never texted back. Nobody knew what it was. Were you wanting to play PUBG?
Yeah. It's like, hey, I might get on. Do you want to get on? And he never texted me back.
Yeah, Nate texted us at like 2 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yesterday afternoon. Oh. Like, hey, do you guys want to play PUBG? It's
like, bro, I'm at work.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I know. Just wanted to rub it in.
I was working today doing a garage floor.
Nice.
And so I signed on to Whatnot for
the first
time.
Is that where your...
That's where my trailer is.
And our lighting.
I know. Sorry, guys.
For the studio is...
It looks bad. Mm-hmm. But what are you going to do when my tools are on the job?
It's going to be dark. That's what you do. Yeah. Record in the dark studio.
So I was watching the Man Cave and doing some giveaways. They were... doing some other cards and stuff. There's this guy. He put up a Tom Brady card. There's a Tom Brady card up. It was a $75 bid. And this guy bids on it and wins it. But it was an accident, apparently. And you can get refunds.
Yeah.
You just have to go out after the show is done or after the streaming is ended. Then you go in and you request a refund.
And then the streamer has to accept it.
Yes, exactly. And he said he would. He said, yeah, I'll accept the refund. Don't worry about it. And the guy was like, can I get a refund? I need a refund. Like, please, I need this refund. And he's like, yeah, you got to take care of that on your end. I'll accept it when you do. And nonstop for 45 minutes in the chat, he kept saying, I need this refund. And some other guy was like, oh, man, bills are coming soon, huh? Like, bills are this week. Got to pay bills this week. And... yeah, just nonstop, and he just kept like saying, "Yeah, hey, like
request a refund,
request
and
a refund,
I will accept it,
and it'll be accepted." And he was like, "How do I do that? How do I do that?" Like, he was freaking out. But I also figured out you can lock your screen and still listen to it.
Yeah,
so I was just like listening to a podcast for an hour. I was just listening to the stream.
Yeah,
just in case there were any cards came up that I wanted.
Yeah,
Parker, I'm gonna list you off some, I don't know, sicknesses. Okay. We're going to diagnose your issues.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you have heavy bones.
Heavy bones, droopy face, and shortness of breath.
Yeah.
Anemia? Are you anemic?
No, I eat plenty of dirt.
Okay. Low blood pressure?
No, it's so high all the time.
Perfect. Nutrient deficiencies, magnesium?
No, I just ate
potassium.
I ate some wings. There's no... metal in there.
There's like a large majority of people in the U.S. that are magnesium deficient.
Oh, it's yeah. It's
like majority of people don't have enough magnesium.
It's an epidemic.
Is it because
the
diet?
The diet. Steak.
What they eat is just not good for you?
Yeah.
What's mercury poisoning?
I think it's when you have a thermometer that breaks in your mouth. That's from the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do not go around
sleep issues.
70s thermometers.
Have you been having sleep issues?
Actually, yeah.
Wait.
What?
Not sleeping very well.
You haven't been sleeping well, or just because you're going to bed late?
A couple of nights. It took me a while to fall asleep.
magnesium.
So I have to go in and scroll reels until I pass out.
Until how finally. Long
are you really scroll reels before you go to bed?
No. There was one night where I was
not convinced.
Laying in bed for like an hour. What? And I was like, I gotta do something.
Might as.
Yeah. So I just went on there for a little bit till I got a little sleepy. And then as soon as I felt myself get a little sleepy, I put my phone down and tried to fall asleep. Didn't work.
Really?
Fell asleep a little bit
so
later.
So I hopped back on the reels.
I've been having trouble sleeping. Not usually, but like a couple weeks ago.
Mariah has like no problem sleeping. Well, she says she does. She's like, wakes up pretty easily, but she's able to fall asleep really quick.
You should take magnesium pills, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it helps with everything.
I heard it's a good for muscle recovery and for sleep.
And for sleep, yeah.
Is that in plastic? Like, can I get magnesium from eating plastic?
Probably.
You definitely eat a lot of plastic.
Hannah was trying to make us eat plastic tonight.
Yeah, so we got a Vitamix. We got a Vitamix. And
Gavin starts his stories so far back the chain of history.
That's true.
If we asked Gavin to give a recount of Jesus dying on the cross, you would start at Luke chapter 1.
Start at creation.
Start at Genesis.
In the beginning. Was.
She got a Vitamix and wanted to use it.
Was the word.
Show it off.
God was the word.
Huh?
I'm just saying. Luke chapter 1.
That's John.
It's not.
What'd you say?
Luke.
But what were you saying was said in there? It's not. It's John. It's John.
Oh. Hannah made us smoothies and accidentally put plastic bag in the blender with the smoothie.
Yeah, cut the corner of the bag to pour hilarious. In the fruit. That's 100% what happened because she clipped the corner and just poured the berries in there. But like the whole corner fell in. She thought maybe it stayed attached.
That's insane.
So we were eating it and it was completely just attached.
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
I know. I told you it was John.
I was thinking the Christmas plastic. Story. I'm going to cut that out. I don't want people seeing how
it's also
dumb
Luke chapter
really
2.
Nope. And you're both wrong.
That's literally John chapter 1.
You said it was Luke chapter 2.
No, I said the Christmas story. He said that's the Christmas story I'm thinking of.
Freaking got,
Luke chapter 2 is the Christmas story.
I literally got the wording exactly right.
What'd you say? You said
I
in
said
the beginning
this exact
was the
thing.
Word.
And the word was God.
With God.
I missed the with part. How it's with him and it is him. Literally. Get over it.
Luke chapter 1 is talking about John the Baptist.
Gosh, would you... This guy was correct.
I thought Luke chapter 1 was like the genealogy.
No.
Matthew.
Maybe the genealogy until
Matthew.
John the Baptist.
It's either Matthew or Mark talks about the genealogy of
Jesus. I think Mark
Jesus.
Is the only one that doesn't have the genealogy of Jesus.
Matthew,
with
then.
It.
Mm-hmm. Luke was a doctor. Know that.
Dr. Luke.
Really?
Yep.
He was a well-educated man.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I didn't
Anyways.
Know that. Sorry, everybody.
Gavin, what were you saying? Do your thing.
Oh, Hannah wanted to use the Vitamix, so she made a sorbet thing. Just frozen fruit thrown in there.
It's pretty incredible how good tasting just a little, mostly fruit, a little bit of water, and a little bit of maple syrup blended together.
It's Delicious. Also...
Is it mostly the blender?
Yes,
because
it's got like crazy blades.
Oh, it gets it so
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah.
That's
if
why
you
it's
put
so
that
expensive.
In a different blender, it's dang like water.
Smoothie.
It does not good at all. Yeah, it's a smoothie.
This one makes
tasteless.
It like thick to where
they're sharp. It's not just like dull things chopping it up into chunks.
Yeah,
this
it's like crazy blades, super fast machine. They've got
crazy blades.
60-year
warranty. Sick band name.
That's
crazy blades. So that's the first time I've had it because. Hannah had some other blender that she wanted to make stuff with, and it just wasn't doing it. And Heather has one of these.
We bought the sucky blender from her.
Oh, there you go. Nutribullet?
Or maybe she gave it to us. I don't know. I think we bought it. I can't remember.
I think we sold it to you.
I can't really tell when money leaves my account.
It comes and it goes, dude.
It's like dust.
Literally. It's like the dust of the earth. Mm-hmm. So much money everywhere.
But it'll never replace ice cream sorbet in the blender. Fruit's
wow.
good, but Hannah's like, oh, we can have this instead of ice cream.
Maybe when we put you on a diet.
Can you imagine a brownie with sorbet on top? No, thank you.
No, a brownie. Can you make like ice cream like that? Put
yes.
ice cream in there.
You can freeze chocolate
put ice
milk.
Cream in the blender.
Noah froze chocolate milk, and they have a...
Oh, in ice cube trays? Or just like a block of chocolate milk?
No, and the Ninja Creamy.
A glass of milk with Ninja chocolate Creamy? Milk ice cubes in it?
Yeah, so the Ninja Creamy has a special container that you have to freeze everything in. So yeah, there's a lot more prep. Gotcha. With this, you can just have anything that's already frozen, throw it in there.
I throw it in there, I don't care.
But the Ninja Creamy, you have this container, he put chocolate milk in there.
I don't like that name very much.
Yeah. Ninja Creamy? It's also not quite as creamy. It's a little icier.
Ninja, not quite as creamy. Ninja icy creamy.
Yeah. And it was pretty good. But it's hard to compare to ice cream.
How the heck did he freeze chocolate milk?
He put it in the container and put it in the freezer.
What's the container? It's just a block of...
It's a round thing. You put it in the machine. It's a container that's made to be in the machine.
Okay.
I think our creamy talk is turning people off.
Probably.
No. People love that stuff. People love those blenders. Not me.
They live for that, actually.
Favorite ice cream?
Mm.
You only have one for the rest of your life.
This is vaguely familiar.
If you could bring one back. If you could bring an ice cream flavor back.
They're all here still.
They're not. Monster Cookie. Tillamook Monster Cookie is gone. It was seasonal. No more Tillamook.
Yeah.
Well, Tillamook's still there. No more Monster Cookie, though.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, it's been so long since we've been in the studio.
I know.
Literally ages. They have no idea.
They don't know it because it's already has passed now. And I mean, hopefully we survive it, but mm-hmm. we're about to have a really bad storm.
Really?
Winter weather advisory is severe.
Oh, yeah. I get to work outside tomorrow. How fun is that?
How exciting is that? Maybe it'll take away your leprosy, whatever you got.
I got to wear like my ski mask tomorrow to work, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's going to rain all night, and then it's going to be below freezing.
23 degrees.
Yeah, we're cooked.
We're donezo, bro.
Oh, nuts.
I didn't even think about that. It's going to 100% going to be ice tomorrow.
You guys don't even understand.
Isn't that so crazy? We had some ice storm, supposedly, that was going to happen.
Ooh.
Never happened.
Nope, didn't.
And everybody was freaking out. Schools were shut. They literally shut down schools before the storm even happened. It was 2 days in
advance.
It's kind
of fun, though. I would rather be in a place that overreacts to that stuff. Because then everyone, I don't know, it just feels like when COVID first happened, wasn't that kind of fun?
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah,
when COVID first happened,
I'm trying to think where I was.
I had mono.
I was in school and working.
I remember reading the article in my bed of like, Kate Brown says Oregon schools are like not coming back.
And Parker's like, I've already been out of school for 3 weeks. Dang it.
It was awesome. Well, I remember like, we're going to have a 15-day break.
Yeah. And then you never went back.
We never
went back. The day you went home for having mono was the last day you'd ever go to high school.
No, we went back for a little bit.
You would never go back to high school. Can you believe he never went back to high school?
I know, he didn't.
And then I missed my last days.
I remember.
Because we were in Kansas City.
Yeah.
That was so awesome.
It was a great use of time.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
The beginning of COVID, though, I remember how much you guys were playing Fortnite. And I hadn't really played Fortnite.
You know what?
We weren't even playing that much Fortnite. It was mostly, we played a lot of Warzone.
Warzone? Rocket League and Among Us.
Yes, dude, on Among Us.
I remember like chilling in Parker's bedroom and we were all playing Among Us. Everybody was online. We had our headsets.
I had the sickest room setup ever back then. Because
you had a big bed, double bunk.
I had a bed up top, and then down below I had the old couch or like the big chair from the living room.
Mm.
I had that down there with, I think I might have had the ottoman.
That's so sick.
Underneath the bed, I got my desk there with TV. Oh my goodness.
I always slept so good at you guys' house. It was like the best sleep of my life.
Yeah.
Because it always smelled different.
Yeah.
You could?
Yeah. You made weird sounds in your sleep.
I've heard that from a lot of people. Everyone that I've slept with. Just kidding. I've heard that like...
All the boys. It's all the boys.
Yeah. That I like moan in my sleep.
Mariah said I was doing that a couple nights ago.
Dude.
You're sleep moaning?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I've heard that from pretty much everyone that's been around me when I sleep. And then... Dude, it's 100%.
Sometimes I think I need to wake him up.
Sometimes I'll wake myself up. Yeah, I'm like dreaming or whatever, and I'm like just like, it's not moaning. It's like I'm talking, but I'm not awake enough to move my mouth. So in my dream, I'm talking, but in real life, I'm talking without moving my mouth. But sometimes I'll be talking so loud in my sleep that I'll wake myself up, and then I'll be like self-conscious all of a sudden.
That's crazy.
Because I like hear myself talking, and then look around and be like, I've been making noise this whole time.
Mariah said I was talking in my sleep the other night. Like,
what did you say?
As we were going to bed, she has no, like, it was nonsense what I was saying.
As you were going to bed?
Well, yeah, like, we had been asleep for, like, whatever. I don't know. Like, I was obviously not fully awake, but I was talking about something.
What was it about?
I don't know. But I remember in the morning, like when she told me about it, it jogged my memory. I'm like, oh yeah, I know. I realize this happened. And I don't know what it was.
I've had it happen before where it's probably not full coherent sentences when I'm asleep.
That's like even pretty much when you're awake.
Yeah,
also.
Dang it. Yeah, I tried to get it.
Got him. Words out.
Guys, that was so funny. You're so quick with it.
There's another one.
Yeah. Gavin, sometimes when you're awake, you say things that don't make sense.
Oh! Parker, you're sick. You have like tuberculosis or something. You're dying.
Ooh.
So.
That's not funny.
Were you going to say
no,
something?
No, I was going to say, sometimes I'll be dreaming and I'm not sure exactly what I'm saying because I'll maybe sleep talk, but I'll wake up kind of all of a like, sudden, like, on high alert, thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just said that out loud. Did anybody hear it? And I can't remember exactly what I've said.
Oh, that's like what I'm just, yeah.
That's insane. 100%. I can't believe I just said that out loud.
I do that so much. Ugh. I'm cooked once I start sleeping with people. A person.
A woman. Once he's married in April.
Wentz.
Yeah, obviously.
Henceforth.
For Wentz. Immediately thereafter my wedding. Shortly thereafter I get married. After I get married, I will be talking in my sleep shortly thereafter.
No. I'm going to get married and I'll be talking in my sleep shortly thereafter.
Yeah, exactly. A little something for you guys. Go ahead.
I always thought that the, you remember Bedtime Stories, that movie?
Yes. Yeah.
Sleep Panic Disorder? That was the funniest. Yeah,
I forgot
thing.
About that.
With Russell Brand?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
just screams in his sleep.
I'm innocent!
Like just a warning. I'd suffer from sleep panic disorder. He's like, "What's that?" It's like,
"Your mouth."
Oh, I want to watch that movie again, dude.
Mariah and I watched
that.
It on Valentine's Day because we were at dinner talking about something, and that reminded me of it.
You're talking about gumballs at dinner?
Yeah, it was raining gumballs when we were having dinner, and I asked her if she'd ever seen it, and she was like, "Oh, is that the one where they're like the dad's with the kid, and he's like telling him a." Story. I'm like, a bedtime story?
Yeah, she just completely has never seen it. But
and I was like, well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of obvious from the title.
Also, it's not
like,
their I've dad.
Is that
it's
the one where there's good. Bedtime stories?
It's also not their dad, it's their uncle.
Yeah.
But she knew, like, the beginning of the movie more than I remembered because it's like Adam Sandler's character, when he's little, his dad telling him stories. That's why he
at
got
the hotel that his dad
the stories
started.
To his niece and nephew.
Oh, wow.
So she was like, we started watching it and she's like, I knew it. I'm not watching this. I'm like, yes, you are. It's a great movie.
And she loved it.
She was like, yeah, it was pretty good.
Yes. Ugh. Goodness.
Remember the dream
that
of like
part
the booger
gross.
Monster?
It's a yeah. booger monster. It's just.
And then
on.
He catches on fire.
It's like, yeah. No.
Oh.
The best part of the story was definitely real life.
Yeah.
And not the stories.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on.
When it rains gumballs in real life, that's more impressive
that's
than
hilarious.
A story.
And you're like, wow, how did that happen? And then it's a semi truck that gets smashed open.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Huh. You want to hear something gross?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Throw it at me. Not at me, but throw the story.
Say the gross thing.
Were you going to say something else gross?
No, I was going to say something about a funny video I saw.
Oh. Well, I need to get new shoes.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the reason why.
Did you bleed into your other ones?
No. Oh. my toe box.
Oh, it's getting narrower and narrower.
Yeah, my shoes keep pushing it inwards.
Ooh.
They're not wide enough.
Are they
stacking on top
of each
other?
Because
all I wear is Nike Air Force Ones.
Do your toes look like this?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Not that extreme.
They're stacking.
But for real, they're getting way too narrow.
It's like what happened to people in China.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like a little Chinese girl.
Yeah.
Yeah,
every time
your feet in a shoe.
And it's made it so much so that my pinky toe.
Yeah, okay.
The toenail was like ingrown. Like I had an ingrown pinky toe. Can you
your
believe that?
Your whole toe?
Like
an ingrown pinky toe, it's like growing into your other toe, just in the side. Just like,
what are you looking up right
We're
now?
We're just gonna start calling you Fang, Chinese girl name.
Jing, I like Baya actually. It means fragrance, virtuous, or beautiful. They got all sorts of weird synonyms. Anyways,
it's not weird,
but
it's
it was
cool.
So bad. It was like days
it's
of just
days,
so man. Much pain. And I was only wearing Air Force Ones, which was causing problems because they're too small, I think, because Nikes run pretty tight. And I was wearing a 10 and a half.
Yeah.
And so what I ended up having to do was like, should I even say this? It's actually really.
Yeah, no, say it.
That's
okay, I'll say it and you can edit it out.
Cut the holes in your.
Well, no, what I had to do was like take the nail, rip off. The nail out of my skin. Ooh. Like it was growing into the side.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you have to like dig it out or whatever. But you don't want to, and what I ended up doing while trying to dig out the ingrown toenail, which is what you're supposed to do, I ended up pulling off my whole nail.
I'll tell my dad to listen to this.
So my
part.
Pinky toe is nailless. The pain went away, and it's not painful anymore because it's not ingrown.
Maybe I should rip off all my toenails.
Right.
Maybe that'll cure me.
And it is painless, and there's not a real reason for toenails, I don't think. No. But now my pinky toe has no nails. So what I'm going to do is maybe get some like toe spreaders or whatever that you just put on.
Like they
feet.
Do when they're doing like toenail polish.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, sleep with those on.
And sleep with them on. Oh, it's just uncomfortable to think about. But
I've seen if there's a nail that's starting to keep it from ingrown, is like you bend it up and then you put a piece of cotton underneath there.
I've seen that as well. But my pinky toe is so small, it's not a little room to work. So
I think it just happens too if you trim your toenails or anything too short.
But I've had ingrown toenails since I was like 10, and so I've tried all sorts of experiments with the way I'm cutting them.
Yeah,
but I think that I've just been wearing shoes that are too small. Whenever I wear these on clouds, they're actually fine.
Feels like you're on clouds.
Feels like I'm walking on clouds.
Mm, I've never had on clouds,
but my Nike Air Force Ones, are incredibly
probably
painful.
Not the best ergonomic shoes.
Yeah,
these shoes called LEMS. You heard of
I've
them?
Heard of those work boots.
Neil wears them a lot. Cameron they're the shape of a foot, so the front, the toe is wider.
They like go in between the toes.
Do they? I've seen those.
Not those.
I have seen those. Monkey shoes. Yeah, monkey shoes.
Yeah, these ones are just a wider toe. Look up LEMS real quick. They have regular, they look like regular tennis shoes, like Vans or something. Like you can get these basically, but
look
with
them up.
A wider.
Oh, those are sharp. They have them in all white.
They do have them in all white. They basically have these high tops. But it's white.
What do you mean top view? Why are you
want to see the top so you can see the form of the foot. Oh, like it bumps out right here. Like,
that makes sense.
Go to their website. It's also two M's, I think. LEMM.
Nope, it won.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah. Dogs on the home screen.
Just kidding. Oh, there you go.
Christian.
Oh, perfect.
That's actually what you need.
Exactly what
dang,
I need.
I kind of want to put those on. I feel like that would feel excellent.
I know. Wouldn't that be excellent?
You think at the end of the day when you like take your shoes and socks off and you can like spread your toes out and just like stretching?
Oh, wait. It's little rubber things? I thought it came with the... No. I thought it was just...
Why are the toe spacers $65? That's a piece of plastic. That should be $4.99.
It's rubber.
It
doesn't
it's rubber.
Come with toes.
That should be $2. That's insane. The profit margin on that is like 600%.
That's incredible. That's a great profit margin.
Like insoles?
Insane.
Oh my God. Yes, those are flip flops.
Oh man, I'm just thinking about my toes.
No, look at those.
Right
click
now.
On that one. Those are flip flops.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
All right.
Go to their regular shoes though.
I think I did a thing on the podcast a long time ago where I just was like, think about your toes touching.
Each other?
And yeah.
That's
I'm
not
thinking,
that weird to
I don't,
me.
They're always
I
touching.
I don't like it. Thinking about them touching right now, it's making me squirm.
Thinking about my toes spreading out, dude.
That feels better.
No, it makes me uncomfortable.
That feels better.
That makes me
I'm
so uncomfortable.
I'm thinking about that right now.
I can't even
so
think about it, bro. I'm not even going to describe what I'm thinking about right now.
Describe it.
Oh, like just like your toes. Imagine dislocating like your big toe.
That would be crazy.
Like out.
I can't because I just sometimes I'll pop it that way.
I know. I can't. I've always had, like, if you ask, like, my family,
they're still touching.
Just the thought of, like, someone popping their big toe by pulling it outwards.
You want me to do it right now?
Makes my skin crawl, dude. That's worse than, like, nails on a chalkboard. That's worse.
Popping their neck.
It's actually worse than anything. Popping their neck.
That freaks me out.
That doesn't freak me out at all.
I hate that. Just, like, sitting there and then they just.
I do it way too much.
Like, what?
I
heard there's a chance of a stroke if you do that. That's what I heard.
Really? I think there's a chance of a stroke anyways.
Yeah, there's actually a chance of a stroke 100% of the time.
What do you think,
I had this thought today, sorry.
You've always had this fascination.
What I was going to say was going to be more interesting than
silence.
What you're
about to say. Silence.
No, say what you were going to say.
I've always been fascinated with popping toes.
I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah,
no, I haven't.
Well, just mine.
Just mine, too.
Wait.
I have never popped any of your toes.
No, listen to this.
Listen.
When we'd be over at the Smith's house, sometimes I'd just be sitting there on the couch, and then all of a sudden, like, my toes.
Slithers from around the counter, unseen.
Emerges up
front of the couch.
I never did that.
One vivid memory I have of this was when we were in Kansas City in our hotel room, and I was sitting on the bed, and you're just like, "Let me pop your toes real quick."
Yes, bro.
That did not happen.
Yes, it did.
I don't even remember that for real.
Yeah, you.
That was in a different life.
You were just in a euphoric state of bliss. You have no recollection.
When you blacked out. When you see those toes, it's just.
I don't know if it's toes as much as like just the like pop defense sensation. You're like,
it's
going
to feel good.
Popping.
Not that you enjoy popping it, but you wanted to.
I don't think that you should finish that out.
Oh my goodness. Dang, what was I going to say?
Oh,
do you think that California, you ever see those warnings on labels like California knows that this caused cancer or some reproductive harm?
Yes, on everything.
Do you think that's the microplastics? Because I just connected these dots today.
Mm.
Heard from other sources that microplastics go straight to the scrode.
That's true.
Why would they go straight there and not anywhere else?
I don't know. They like...
Is that like a plastic magnet?
Yeah.
I think they go everywhere, but they're worse. But that's like worse. The most impacted spot.
And then California says these items cause reproductive harm. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
That's what they're talking
plastic
about, probably.
Things, microplastics.
You think they knew about microplastics 30 years ago? Super Bowl is over. Far, far gone.
Super Bowl is over.
It'll be way over by the time we've...
Okay, yeah.
This is coming up.
It is way over already.
But during the Super Bowl...
Kendrick Lamar actually was there.
Yeah, during the halftime.
Halftime.
We did not watch it, though, because we were having way more fun, okay? Yeah. So when you get a lot of people together, I mean, 20-plus.
20-plus.
And people can just, like, say, $10. I'll put $10 in on this, $20 in on this.
When you get 20 people together, and people they can say $10.
When people start gambling, then
explain it to me like I'm five.
Money goes up the more people that are there.
Why? What does that even mean?
Basically, we got people together and it was getting rowdy.
Not a lot of people have to spend a lot of money to make a lot of money if you got a lot of people there.
We were hanging out for the Super Bowl. Jeremiah, Christian's youngest brother, his only brother, grabs the basketball to shoot in the living room hoop. And someone, I don't remember who, was like, I'll give you whatever, this dollar amount if you make it. And then a bunch of other people like, yeah, I'll throw in this, whatever. And so then we made the shot even harder, took him up to the second floor to shoot it over the balcony. Ned, you can continue. I give some good stuff.
And from there, we just started saying, oh, okay, I'll put in $10. Then everybody's like, okay, I'll do 10.
20.
I'll do 5. I'll do 5 here. 50. We got it up to $130 for Jeremiah. He shoots, super close, misses.
Super close.
And then all of a sudden, we are all chanting. Just kind of sit there. We start chanting, Emma, Emma, Emma. And so Emma goes up there. They were like, okay, how much are we doing?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody starts bidding. So we started more so people throwing $20 in there a person. So it was like almost $200. And Emma misses, goes on. It goes through a lot of people. There's like
probably all the little kids. Then we get up to like
all the girls.
The girls.
And then we're pretty much done. And then we're like, okay, we call Jacqueline to go up there and do it, which is Christian's mom. And what was it? How much was it
for her?
No, it was more than 200.
No, it was 200.
It was 200. It didn't get up to 200 for anyone else.
Yeah, that was the highest one.
That was the highest one it got to because I threw in $20 because I was like, if I think they're not going to make it, I'll just
throw more
money. It makes it more fun.
It's more exciting.
But it was so funny because there was like no... reason to put money in. It was just so much fun.
We weren't gonna make anything if they miss it.
Yeah, it's not like it's just you have 100% risk and zero reward.
Yeah, but it was fun for like Emma and Bella and all the little kids to be like, oh hey, they're gonna get like 200 like $150
life changing amount of money
at that age. You know how many V-Bucks Jeremiah could buy?
Oh my god.
Or the shoes. And so Jacqueline goes up there, she shoots, and she makes it.
50 of it was from Christian's uncle, and then 65 was from Kenny, Christian's dad. So it was like...
65?
Yeah, because he threw in 65 to make it 200.
Oh, because I threw in $20.
I threw in $20.
I threw in $20 also. And then Bryson threw in $20, maybe?
Nah, he was like 5.
Bryson was like 5.
5 or 10.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. Like,
I think both Hope and Grace also threw in $10 wow. each.
So generous.
And so we, yeah, got up to 200 and she ended up making it.
And she made it. Mariah got it on video. It was electric.
It was electric. We were going crazy.
I never even got a shot.
Not me either.
Yeah.
But it was fun. And then I think at the very end, Jeremiah asked if he could go again. And so we're like, okay, yeah, go up there. And I threw in another $20 and he missed. And then
I felt bad as we were going on because we started with Jeremiah at like 100 something. And then Emma was go next. She's obviously older, plays more basketball. Likely. So it was less. And then it just as we went on, it got higher and higher. So she got like totally hosed.
Yeah. Like she missed.
And then she ended up missing again.
It was a tough shot. It was from the second floor to into our living room.
Over
living
the
room,
fan.
Our living room was like the living room. And then there's like a loft balcony thing overlooking the living room. And the hoop was in the living room. So you'd have to shoot from the second floor
to the opposite
over all the couches fan. To the opposite side, over the ceiling fan to the opposite
it's
side.
It's a massive living room. It's like 100 feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's basically the length of a full court basketball shot.
And
it was awesome. Dude.
Emma missed, and then Bella goes up there. And we all
then let the record show. I went up there and drained it first try as well for no money.
That is true. Christian went back up there and
so sick.
He shot it, made it.
It was awesome.
It was so fun though.
Your mom felt so bad.
Yeah, she's like, oh no,
no, I can't. And I was like, how much food we've eaten at your house? Like, this is just scraping.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was so fun.
I spent $40.
Yes, yeah,
just for no reason.
I lost $40 that night.
Yeah, it was fun though.
It was fun. I'd do it again.
It was so hyped. Like that was, we did it for almost I'll put it was the 20
video.
Minutes.
I'll put the video in.
Okay, yeah. Let's watch the video. It's like,
let's watch it.
We're all so hyped. Everybody's got crazy.
I feel like there's something epic that I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember what
it
was.
Planes.
The planes, everyone's exploding these days. All the planes can't make it off the runway.
Other countries either. I mean, this last one did happen in Canada. Everybody has seen it by now. It's been over a week, but the
POV video that was from Canada.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the craziest videos I've ever seen.
They're coming in for a landing. It's pretty icy. They don't land slow either. It seems like they come and hit the ground pretty hard. So instead of getting low and then kind of starting to touch down, boom, touchdown, landing gears pop off. It kind of jerks. It's 70 mile an hour winds. Blade or a wing flies off and then it flips over completely. I think everybody survived.
Yeah,
everyone survived. Still. There was only some critical injuries. It did a little twist or whatever. Mm-hmm. Down the runway, it was spinning around.
That's always been so freaky to me, is the landing part.
Like, oh yeah.
This is when
they say no plane has ever crashed while landing. That's what they say.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, it's actually the opposite.
Yeah.
Every plane crashes while landing.
wait a second. That's actually true.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fly for a while, dude.
It's freaking me out a little bit.
If I had to fly soon, I would be so sick. Just kidding. Where are you going? You're going to Mexico?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, Mamma Mia, Santa Maria. That's gonna be fun. Is it Cabo?
Cabo, La Paz.
We were thinking of going to Cabo for our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Not me and Haley.
Yeah. When is the gas boys
honeymoon? Paris of Mexico.
Is that what they're saying?
That's what they say.
I want to go so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you say, Gavin?
It is more than.
I said we never
mucho
win
gusto.
On our gas boys
that
honeymoon.
That means much good or very good in English.
What's that mean?
What
I mean?
Gas boys honeymoon.
Well, I guess we kind of did when we went to Kansas City the first time. That was kind of our honeymoon.
We're consummating the podcast.
No, that was pre-podcast.
We should go on a...
that was before the...
A little bit of PPC.
That was the conception of the podcast.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, actually.
That's how it was birthed. Three months later.
Wow. Yeah, we need to take a Gas Boys trip
What's
again.
That called? Gestational?
Remember when
gestation
we used to...
period? Yeah. The podcast is about 3 months, I'd say.
Yeah.
From moment of conception to...
Until birth.
But when is it released. A podcast?
When is it a podcast?
When you put out your first episode or when you
it's
decide.
It's at conception.
I'd say at conception of the
idea.
We recorded an episode at conception.
That's true.
We had a conceptusode.
Yeah. Nobody's going to listen to it because it's disgusting.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't disgusting. We haven't gone on a Gas Boys vacation in way too long. You remember when we used to just take trips together all the time?
Yeah, well,
we haven't done that in years.
Either single or...
You're not married.
Yeah,
you two were single.
Who cares, bro? You're going to be married for the rest of your life. You have to do something on your own.
That's true.
That's a lot of people don't even realize that.
Can we bring our wives?
They would just slow us down.
That's true. They can come, but in a different car.
Okay.
They have a car and we have a car.
They would not like that.
What if we did a motorcycle trip in Europe? What if we went motorcycling across Europe?
Oh, it'd
be kind of expensive, but we
yeah,
can do
but
it.
I mean, come on. Rent a couple of motorcycles. This will be in a year.
Sidecar.
Anthony just did that.
Dang.
No way.
Yeah. Who did that this summer?
Oh, that makes me sick. I can't wait till I can just do that. Wait a second. I can do it right now.
Go do it.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
I think we should go, though, on a little adventure.
Yeah. I think Florida would be fun.
We have to. It's so crazy. We're all just in.
We're pretty close to stages.
Yeah. We're in times in our lives right now that it's like. We're trying to do, it's not just like we have like, what am I going to do with this money? It's like everything that you have is going
to be allocated
is because like you have a plan to do something, getting married, buying houses, doing whatever. But when we have houses and cars and kids already, and it's just like,
if we can all be pretty set in stone and like,
I'm not getting in a stone.
Do not even tempt me with this getting set in stone.
In 5 years, I'll have some kind of housing.
Hopefully.
Either.
We're going to get Gavin off the streets for real.
Like our house is paid off.
You're going to pay off your house in 5 years?
Wow.
I would like to.
All of ours? He said all of our houses paid off.
Goodness.
I mean, the podcast. I mean.
That's what I don't understand
about
homeless people.
We'll pay off the studio in 5 years. Hopefully. We are in insane amounts
crippling
of debt.
Crippling debt.
We're in crippling debt from building this. So, guys, please.
I love like those Instagram. Have you seen those Instagram videos where it's just like they're just like, oh, how do you become a millionaire? When it's just like,
okay, buy a house.
Buy a house.
Sell that house.
Sell that house. Use that money to buy 6 houses. Use that money to buy 8 apartment complexes. From there, pay off that. Use the cash flow to buy a few hotels.
I can't remember the guy's
where
name.
The water is.
Yeah.
And then you get wet.
Luke Belmar. I studied, bro.
Wait, pull up that guy. I want to see if that's...
He kind of looks like a lizard. He kind of looks like a Rango.
Pull up that guy.
That might be.
It's okay.
Yeah. Hustlers University, is it?
Andrew Tate. You don't know who
Tate is? Oh, no, sorry.
That was such a funny time period.
When he was like...
That's entertaining.
Yeah,
it was funny the people that would actually get mad at him. But I guess there were people who were actually taking him seriously.
That's true.
Like us.
Yeah, 100%. So many people.
He guys like all the guys like us out there.
Massive following.
And he tried to convince us that he was bald by choice.
He went to jail for like 6 months.
That picture of him coming out of jail and his hairline is totally
clapped.
Cooked.
He had hair though.
Did he have good hair?
No, he did not.
And, you know.
His hairline. Well,
why didn't he just buzz it while he was
right
in prison?
Here. I don't know.
No scissors couldn't. In prison.
Yeah, there is. They'd let you cut your hair.
They'd kill people with scissors.
If you have scissors, they'll kill you, or people with scissors will kill you.
No, both.
You'll kill people with scissors.
Doesn't answer the question.
You'll kill people with scissors.
I don't understand what's confusing about that. With scissors, you will kill people.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, so...
With scissors, people will be killed.
Yeah.
Immediately thereafter.
Wait, are you saying like with scissors people, like a group of people? We call those the with scissors people because they have scissors.
And they'll be killed with scissors. Easy.
I had no idea coming in this room we'd talk about scissors for that long. I really didn't.
Let's see what else is going on. I've been reading a lot of Ernest Hemingway.
Nobody cares.
Really?
Oh, Gavin.
I've heard of that guy.
Absolutely.
I always wanted to name a kid after him.
Ernest?
Yep.
Really?
No.
Oh.
He has a good song.
They did that in Friends.
I don't think Ernest Hemingway's.
Flower Shop?
Oh, you're thinking of
Ernest.
Ed Sheeran.
All caps, Ernest.
No, Ernest.
Oh, okay.
His name is just Ernest.
But it's
he does
caps.
A lot of stuff with Morgan Wallen. He's a country boy.
Oh,
country
wow.
boy, I love you.
What?
It's
It's people will know what I'm talking about. I'm not even gonna try and explain myself, but people out there will know what I was referencing.
During Hannah,
if you know, you know. I guess I don't know.
Literally,
during our date, we stopped at the slab marble or marble slab for ice cream.
Yeah,
we were sitting outside, and there was
that's a reference to last week's episode. Everybody,
a slug bug.
Nope.
You punch her?
I thought about it. Not really. But
you kiss her instead. Remember, that's what he did. Slug bug.
Yeah, punch her in the mouth. Do you remember when we used to just like wail on each other whenever we'd see slug bugs? I feel like you don't see them as often anymore.
It was one punch. That's not wailing. Slug bug.
No, you usually wait. I think you can save them up. You like save up multiple slug bugs.
I just remember there was some in Coburg, like the VW bus. Those were worth two.
Yes.
Oh, did you ever play that way?
No.
We played that way. You see one of those, that's two.
There's also one.
And it was every single time on the way home from church. So you got to make sure you're alert when you're passing by that house. Dang, see it first, call it. Boom.
There's always a couple houses you knew that they would usually have a slug bug in the driveway. Or there was a yellow one and a red one I can remember vividly. The yellow one had a pink or a flower sticker on the back window.
There was also one. There was a building we'd pass by on 126 by the Mohawk exit that had one parked out there with flowers in it.
Yeah,
it counted. It's a slug bug.
And then there was PT Cruisers.
Yeah,
that a Bruiser Cruiser.
Oh wow,
boom.
Those used to be really popular.
Yeah, they did.
And same with the slug bugs. I feel like you just don't see those anymore.
No,
at least not in Texas.
Yeah,
and they tried to get cool. They just like smashed the top a little bit. Smashed slug bugs, smashed new burgers. Priuses.
Those actually look kind of nice.
No, they don't. Sick.
I took Mariah's Prius to get an oil change today. I felt so cool.
You actually got an oil change done?
Yes.
I thought you said it still had 1,500 miles.
Yeah, I did.
1,500 miles goes by fast, Gavin.
It was like past the date by 2 months, and she was just convinced that she's like, my maintenance required light has never been on like this.
It doesn't change by the oil, it changes because you have to reset it.
I know. I tried to convince her, but I was like, whatever. I'll just...
That's a hundred, how much was it?
It was like $75.
Makes me sick. You could have done it for 40.
Oh my gosh. Where?
I could have helped you do it.
Oh,
or show you how to do
save
it.
Save $35.
I'm gonna
I was like, whatever. What's like? Is it going to hurt me to get an oil change today? Gonna hurt my wallet.
Yeah.
But
you don't even know how much money you have in your account because you have so
what
much.
Is worth my wife's peace
right,
of mind.
Right, doesn't let you see the account.
Driving. Yeah.
You just take off the sticker and you reset the mileage thing and just tell
her. You should have just gone out for a drive
the
and
date
came
on
back.
The.
No, you just take away the sticker.
Oh, the wind blew it away.
Or you should leave it on there and say it's fine and reset the light.
Yeah. Which I was gonna do that. But I was like already in the line
cares.
at Wingstop.
Don't say Wingstop.
No, dude, I was in the line Wingstop at Valvoline today? And I ordered Wingstop and I set the pickup time for like 5:15 and it was like 4:30 when I got there.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, I got 45 minutes to kill anyway. Might as well.
Might as well get an oil change.
Dude, I remember Dad would get his oil change all the time because he got it for free.
Do you know work today?
Me? I did. It was right after work. I got off at 4:30.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, that's the truck I have now is my dad's old truck. And when he bought it, they were late to ship it to him or deliver it to the dealership for like 3 months after they had, or maybe not even that long, like 2 months after they said it was supposed to be there. And so they gave him free oil changes for life at that dealership.
Life!
And he drove a lot for work. So he would just get it done every... like 2,000 miles or less. That's crazy.
It's free.
It's probably got 80 oil changes on that truck.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Are you getting rid of your car? You want to
trade? Maybe.
Volkswagen suck. Just saying.
Wagon is what they call it.
Oh, you know. Wagon.
You really want a car? Why does Grace want a Mitsubishi?
A Mitsubishi. You guys, you know what?
Why does she want it?
What?
She wants just a bigger car.
Yeah.
It's like more fun.
My car is incredibly sick, incredibly desirable. So she just asked if I'd be willing to trade. But so we've just been doing a trial period, I said. Let's try driving each other's
cars.
That
start today?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
That's what we
like.
To, we
I do like driving. Texas is so frustrating because big cars are useless.
Oh.
That, you're going to be so mad when I get a Jeep and then we start going places.
You are not going to start going anywhere.
I wish.
There's nowhere to go, bro.
I just don't have the time.
You can drive on a dirt road.
Oh, that's true.
I love dirt roads.
Love dirt roads. You can drive on a dirt road in any car, actually.
It does suck. Now that not having a... I wish I still... If I had the capital...
Don't start using capital, Gavin.
If I wanted to wait much longer to buy a house, I would buy a nicer, newer car that's gets good gas mileage just to drive when I'm not driving my truck. Because it is nice to have something else.
Yeah.
Because I've always had that, but not anymore. What about you? You love the Camry?
No, I feel like now would be the time for me to have a car that doesn't get good gas mileage.
So you have to drive so little.
Because I don't drive anywhere. I was just thinking about it today, like how often. Because I haven't... What?
I said that's dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous for everybody. I'm going to start thinking. You have no idea what my twisted mind's going to concoct. I don't fill up with gas nearly as much anymore. But when I was...
What do you fill up with?
Gas, but not nearly as much anymore. I would fill up like 3 times a week, maybe.
What? No way.
Not okay. No, not three.
That's
times.
Not, once like every once every 2 days.
When in Oregon,
just yes. Every other day you were filling
like
up
maybe
gas
once or twice a week.
No way. I yes. Don't believe that.
Because it would take like a quarter tank to drive out to.
And your Krishmala.
To drive, like nah.
No,
it would take a lot of gas to drive. Out to Harrisburg.
He's so
constantly.
Full of crap.
I can't. That's great. I don't, they did not take I was, a quarter
okay,
tank.
It was once to twice a week, for sure.
At least once a week.
At least once a week.
Probably.
And you know what's more than once? Twice.
I don't think it was
twice. So if it's at least once, okay. It could be twice.
Maybe it could be because it wasn't that big.
When I said
tank.
3 times a week, I wasn't thinking, guys, I'm sick. If you had heavy bones, you'd say stupid things too.
His big bone disease.
I think it...
But I just, like, didn't even...
Had a 10-gallon
like,
tank.
Whatever. I need gas. So, I need to drive out here. Just yeah, sorry. Freaking fill it up. I don't
I
care.
I used to drive dang to Eugene every day for work and then back to Harrisburg.
I used to fill up twice a week.
Fiddler's Green.
That is not Eugene.
That's Eugene.
That's Junction.
That is not Junction City. That is
unincorporated territory.
That's the airport. It's the, that is, oh, the Eugene airport that it's half a mile from.
That's not Eugene.
That's not Eugene. Oh, okay.
It's half a mile north.
Let me go tell
that's
the
it,
junction.
Is it that
city.
Close?
Go tell the airport
is it that
where
close
it is.
To Beltline?
Is
or 126?
Yeah, it's kinda. Like
that's Beltline.
It's like 30 seconds.
Gavin, how long have you been away?
I'm just trying to think if it's close. If it's closer to Junction,
Beltline. It's not closer to Junction. That I know 100%. It's about half a mile from Beltline.
And he would know. He drove
and
there
7 miles from Junction.
It's not half a mile from Beltline.
It's like maybe
driving,
a mile.
I hated driving through Junction City.
I can see the runway of
Highway
the airport.
99
from,
has got to be one of the worst places.
Oh yeah,
to drive.
It's great because it's a straight shot, but it's just.
But it's
oh, it just sucks.
But it's what?
Because you
it's,
can't go that
it's
fast.
It's busy and it's 55.
Yeah,
so
that's
you
true.
Can't really speed like you.
You have to go 65.
Like I never did on the country roads.
Keep right. Your eyes open for the cops.
Like Powerline.
Oh my goodness. There was 2 routes to get to Harrisburg from Coburg. Powerline Road, straight shot. I the know. Other one, take Coburg Road all the way.
I love road
nice
talk.
And curvy.
It's faster.
It's faster because you go a little bit faster.
Depends
on
what
the
you're
speed
driving.
On the curves. That's going to be a lot quicker than... You'd have to go so fast on that straight stretch to make
oh,
up some time.
To make up
so
time.
You gotta
curves.
Go this way. You're going towards Harrisburg. You're going here or you're going here?
I think Powerline's faster.
No, it's not. We've
if
tested
you're
it.
Going to...
The curves take you more of like a diagonal. Powerline would be up and
yeah.
Then 90 degree.
As long as you don't over. Get stuck behind another car and you are clear to go but on Coburg, you will 100%
yeah,
win.
Yeah, that's true.
There's plenty of passing spots too, though. And if you know those roads, you know exactly how
I know where there's passing spots, but you have to hit them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if you don't, the time that you are stuck behind another car
it's devastating.
Is
my
devastating.
My Volvo was so sick, dude. You guys
oh,
remember how sick my Volvo was?
Just getting enveloped in those seats.
Yeah. I remember when the snowstorm and it
yeah.
Just like freaked out on us. And
what do you mean? It was all-wheel drive.
No, no,
it.
Not driving part. When you're starting it up, it like had some.
Oh yeah, when it was had a problem with demons for a couple
yeah.
Months.
We
remember
got
when I
exercised.
Turned on the dash was just
yeah,
like,
just like
six, 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 six,
six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six, six Yeah, but it was still a kid car.
It was a cool, it was very comfortable.
It was very
comfortable. It got filled with packing peanuts and then...
Oh, and then it went downhill from
and
there.
And then he sold it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was so hilarious. Remember when they filled our cars with packing peanuts?
And then we're
yeah.
like, nobody's here to even laugh at this.
Yeah.
They it's a good thing we locked our bedrooms. We went and bought...
Good thing I changed the locks.
We went and bought door handles that had locks on them.
Because we were going to do a big prank back on them. Like, yeah. blow up their... cars or something.
Yeah, we're gonna like dig a hole around all their vehicles and they'd be trapped.
We're gonna drive them out to the ranch. This is our actual plan. Steal their cars, the girls that pranked us, drive it out to the ranch that Gavin worked at, put them in the middle of a field, and then dig a moat around it with excavators and fill it with alligators.
No joke, not alligators.
That was just my idea.
They didn't go.
The other part
everything
was
until alligators was real.
And it very well could have happened.
Yeah.
We were going to have people out to the ranch and we were going to have like a fire or something, steal their cars.
Yeah, don't look out into the field, you guys. It's not an excavator.
They wouldn't know. The property's so big, they wouldn't even know.
It wouldn't even cross their mind.
That would have been good. We have them all hanging out there. They
can't leave.
Set their keys down. We steal them.
We don't need to even move their cars. We just have them park out in the field. Actually, that probably wouldn't be viable either.
We could steal
their keys, though.
Wherever they would be, we could dig a hole.
Oh, yeah. It's just a hole. You just put it back.
Fill it back in.
Put the dirt back in the hole. It's not a hole anymore. It's just dirt.
Mm-hmm. I could have literally driven the vehicles anywhere on the property. They just would have never found them.
Yeah, that's also true. That's also true.
Dang, remember when Gavin was gone and I was looking after the animals and you came out and we were riding around and...
On the quads,
and I was in one of the ATV things, and we're on this trail. I took a right turn to go uphill. I'm giving it everything it's got because this is a pretty steep hill. I get up there. There is nowhere else to go.
Oh my gosh, bro.
I stop. I like get myself wedged.
I was so mad.
Tree.
Were you Christian, so freaked out?
Christian followed me up there, and I'm like, I don't know what to do here.
Oh my gosh, bro. I was so mad.
Because
I knew when we were going up to, I was like, we haven't been up this way yet. Hopefully it comes around.
They're not exaggerating. This was probably one of the steepest hills we had out there because they had taken a masticator, which is a big attachment on a front of a skid steer. So you're in this box and you got this massive wheel on front so you can just destroy, tear out shrubs or little trees. And they had done this. They would do it all over the ranch to try and create these roads. And sometimes they would get to a spot where it was just like, okay, we can't go anywhere. And so it would just stop. And I went up that way one time with my Jeep.
Oh, no.
In the 2003 TJ, the two-door.
Stormtrooper one?
Yeah. I went up there and I was like, oh crap. Like, this is it. And JJ was in there with me because we were just taking it out, ripping around on some roads. Luckily, I was able to back down.
I could not imagine being there in the Jeep.
And so I bet you're just sweating. Your just heart's
I was like, I got us into this mess. I need to get us out of it.
Yeah, Parker backed mine down there.
Went, tracked back up the hill, backed up the... I was like, get out of the way because I'm just going to go down in this thing and it's just going to go.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't turn.
Yeah. Because
if you turned at all, you would start rolling the other way. So you had to back down.
Yeah, you had to go. It was freaky.
That was fun.
That was fun.
I wish we had like dirt bikes and like growing up. That's one thing that would be fun to have.
That was so fun ripping around on those quads, just going so fast.
I think quads are the way to go. Dirt bikes are fun depending on how much property you have, but quads, like anywhere, even if it's just a smaller property, I feel like are super fun because you can drift so easy on that stuff.
And remember that video of Elijah when he was on his
dirt bike? Because
he would do like competitive stuff.
Yeah, he was racing.
He was going up this hill, got right up to the top, and then just could not make it over the edge.
It was backwards.
Almost like straight up
90 degrees, dude.
And he gets up there, falls down. He breaks his wrist.
He ended up breaking his arm or something.
Yeah, crazy video.
But I remember when he sent that, or Isaac did, or somebody. And like,
the video of Samuel and Seth on the quad. They roll up to the.
To their camera.
They got their phone set up, filming them on the quad in the field.
And they're going to like drift up to the phone. It's like a sick shot.
Yeah. It's ripping towards it. Takes a turn to kind of pull up next to the phone. And it just rolls. Couldn't imagine something with Samuel on top being top heavy. He is 7 feet tall.
Yeah, he is very tall.
Trying to drift the quad with Seth
and
on the back.
It's not a full-size quad. It's just kid's quad. So you already don't have that much weight on the lower portion. You'd really have to lean. Yeah, it was fun. We did a lot of... I'm glad we had a few times where you guys could come out and do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
That was fun.
Remember one of these days we'll have some a lot of property. Do you think he'll ever move back to Oregon?
I don't know. Mm.
It's impossible to say.
It really is impossible.
That kind of stuff is impossible.
I'd move to Florida. No, I wouldn't. That would suck.
Get a house there, though.
I would go there.
Pretty often.
Yeah.
I'd go places. I don't think so, but I also never thought I'd move to Texas, so.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I never would have thought.
Never say never, right?
Okay, Justin Bieber.
I listened to some Justin Bieber today. Oh, it's like I never listened to him, and I listened to a couple songs, and I was like, all right, that's it.
He has some good ones.
Yeah. I just listened to an album because
I like him. I think he's a cool guy.
He's a good guy.
If you click on the top songs for him, Baby is number two, and I didn't want to listen to that.
Nobody want to listen to that.
Dude.
What's that one, Holy?
Yeah.
I love Holy.
Chance the Rapper.
Oh, Chance the Rapper's version, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. Every time I hear him on a song,
he was big for a little while.
Yeah, because he was like, oh my gosh, he's a Christian, maybe?
Really?
Yeah, he says he is.
Chance the Rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kanye, I have lost all hope.
Goodness.
If this is, I just hope that it's not actually him.
Hopefully it's a clone and real Kanye's up in heaven.
Because this is just tragic. What's going on?
I haven't really been keeping up on it.
I want to see less and less because the more I see, the more it makes me sad.
Worse.
Yeah. But Gavin's going snowboarding this weekend. Record a little bit of an early episode, but when he gets back, we better hear all about it. Vlog some of it so we can see it.
Well, this will be after the trip, but be praying because it's supposed to be really bad weather and I'm not canceling the trip, so.
It's supposed to be snowing?
It's supposed to be snowing and like, cold. 3 degrees on the drive too.
Oh right.
So good just icy roads.
Do not crash my car.
No, you'll be fine. I mean, you'll be fine because you won't be in it.
Anyways, okay. See you guys next week when Gavin is back from snowboarding.
And I bought a helmet one time.
Oh,
an extra one.
And in perfect condition. Gavin's gonna be in mint condition still next week.
You guys won't even know the difference. Peace.